Johanna Hayes is Democratic congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District, running against Republican Manny Santos for the seat currently held by retiring Representative Elizabeth Esty. Let's go to foreign policy, if we can, Johanna, and I appreciate so much your being with us today. Are we making any mistakes right now?
Well, thanks for having me. And in regards to foreign policy, I think that right now we are making some grave mistakes as a country and as an administration. I think this idea of alienating our allies and creating this environment of mistrust is dangerous. You know, it took many, many years for us to build up our credibility on the global stage. I think that this zero-sum game of pulling out of things like the Paris Climate Agreement and making friends with countries like North Korea and China and alienating countries like Canada and Mexico, I just think is just a very dangerous path to find ourselves going down. And even if now there may be some small benefits, I think in the long run, it really begins to dismantle all of the work in diplomacy that this country has done for decades.
Let me talk to you specifically about China. We all know that China has not been the best of actors. But on the other hand, we now have a stock market which is really reacting quite badly, in my opinion anyway, to Trump's moves on China. We've got a lot of businesses that do a lot of business with China. And have you thought about that one at all?
Yes, that's what I mean with these zero-sum games. You know, it's, excuse me, we have to look long-term. How are American businesses being affected? You know, this may be something, and we keep hearing it'll balance itself out, and eventually small business owners and farmers and all of these industries will recover and settle back in. But I think whenever a decision is made, we have to say long-term, how is this affecting not just the economy, but the American people? You know, what relationships are we building or destroying as a result of these actions? And I just think, I mean, I watch every day very closely to see the next move with countries like China, because it is such a volatile situation, and it feels like we're not proceeding with any type of purposeful intent or direction as to how this will play out in the future.
Johanna Hayes, I think it's fairly well known, you've let it be known, that you got pregnant as a teenager. So I wondered, how is your experience as a teen mother, how did that affect your life and your political views?
I think every one of my experiences has framed my political views. And I mention the fact that I was a teen mom for just that reason, so that people can understand. I know what it's like to be, you know, in a single parent home. I know what it's like to be homeless, to be a homeowner, to be a married professional. So all of these experiences were very different for me. And the reaction that I received at all of those points was very different from me. So I know what the people in those situations are experiencing. I know how difficult it is to get help. I know how difficult it is to have access to different opportunities. You know, I went from a time where I didn't have my own health insurance to a time where both my husband and I are insured through our employers. So it really reminds me that all people have value. You know, you can't just wait until someone is an educated professional to say that this is a government that works for you. We can't just wait for someone to enter the middle class and say, and now you are a part of society and government works for you. Government should address the needs of the unemployed, the underemployed, you know, people at every stage in their lives to say, you know, what is it that is that you need at this time? You know, and I don't hear a lot of that. Even, you know, in years, I remember always thinking, because I would hear all of these, you know, campaigns and politicians talk about improving the lives of the middle class. And I didn't identify as the middle class. So I always wondered, well, are you working for me as well? So I just really think that all of my experiences at all of those stages really reminds me of the struggles that people are going through. And when people talk about policy, every single policy that I hear about, I have a person and a story, whether it be my own or something that I've connected, someone that I've connected with in my school or community, that makes these policies real. And I know how families are impacted by them.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You chose to have a child. I take it you're very happy with that choice. But what about those people who want abortions?
I think you just said it. You hit the nail on the head. I chose. Those people should also have the right to choose. What a woman does with her own body and over her medical decision should be her choice and no one else's.
I know that there are many veterans in your district, and I'm wondering whether we've gotten to the point now where we're treating veterans as they deserve to be treated. Have things improved because we know things weren't so hot there, or are there things you'd like to do to make it better for them?
We absolutely have not gotten to the point where we are treating veterans like they deserve to be treated. I think I'm very proud of Congresswoman Esty for the gains that she's made on behalf of veterans, and I would love to continue that work and work within some of those same communities to move forward and understand their needs. Veterans have dedicated their lives in service of this country. You know, many people returned home and did not get the welcome that they deserve and continue to have to, you know, not get the care that they need. So I would absolutely fight to make sure that not only our veterans, but our current military and future soldiers, you know, have what they need and what they deserve, you know, for their sacrifices to this country. I currently have two nephews who are deployed right at this moment, and I worry about them every day. I think that, again, part of the policies that are coming out of this country are dangerous. You know, I have nephews deployed abroad, and I think every boot on the ground is a failure of diplomacy. We have to make sure that we are maintaining relations with foreign nations so that our military personnel are not put in harm's way unnecessarily.
Do you think Donald Trump is doing that right now? Do you think he is warlike, for want of a better word?
I think so. I think you know, all of these just increasing military. We hear so much about that. I think that's not the only approach to making our military safe. I think humanitarian efforts and solidifying relationships with foreign nations and making sure that we are treating people with civility and respect and humanity. You know, many of the civilians abroad help our military in so many ways, as translators, as guides, as so many things. And when you create this love, this air of distrust, it puts our military in danger. And that is absolutely happening at this time.
We have a Me Too movement in this country. Is that a good thing?
I think it is a good thing. I mean, no one can deny that. It's not like a generation or a country of women just woke up one day and said, you know, let's start a movement. These are women who, for so many reasons, have been silenced, who have been victimized, have had to deal with these things alone. And they've raised their collective voices and said, you know, how can we stand in our own truth and explain what has happened to us and make sure that this doesn't happen to someone else? This is, it's so painful to watch that we are even at this place in history where this is happening, and we're hearing of the prevalence of it and how often it happens. And it's just not okay. I mean, the whole reason that I'm running for this seat is because of something involving sexual harassment. We have to make sure that we have policies in place that protect people in their homes, in their communities. As a woman, I know that I always have a safety plan. I watch where I park my car. You know, I walk with my keys in my hand. I don't know that everyone has to think about things like that. And these are things that we have to begin to address as a country. There's a pay equity gap. All of these things that it kind of just is the way it is, and that's not okay. When you look at even the makeup of Congress or the makeup of our government, women have not been accurately represented, which is probably why many of our issues and our concerns are not prioritized. But, I mean, it's 2018. We've already fought for equal rights for women, and the fact that we're relitigating so many of these things is just a painful reminder for women that we have to be steadfast and involved and engaged all the time.
It's always wonderful to talk to somebody who you agree with. Johanna Hayes is the Democratic congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District, running against Republican Manny Santos for the seat currently held by retiring Representative Elizabeth Esty. Again, Johanna, I am so impressed. I'm delighted you are with us, and I hope that you'll come back often should you be elected.
Well, what I'll tell you is that what being an educator has taught me, it's definitely how to also have conversations with people who I don't agree with and who don't agree with me. So I'm really good at that too. And I think that's a skill set that I'll definitely need if I am in fact elected.
A great commentary. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.